Warning, this episode contains extreme stupidity, even more extreme than usual for this show. Listener discretion is advised.
Florida man, Florida man, might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man.
Welcome to this week's Listener Stories mini episode of Florida Man. I'm Phil.
And I'm Joel, and this is the shorter version of the show where we read you the Florida Man type stories you, the listeners, have sent in from your part of the world.
News stories from your local area, personal stories where someone you know did something Florida Man like, are things you have experienced where you encounter some dumbass or you were that dumbass.
And this week our email comes from JP.
Oh, no.
And he said, quote, Florida, unquote, men in Arkansas know how to have a good time.
My man.
Yeah.
You know, there's times I like JP and there's times that I really...
There's really only the one time that you didn't
One time I really didn't like him, but...
I need to bring that stuff to...
No, you do not. You don't need to do shit with it. You need to throw it in the damn garbage is what you need to do.
The liquid ass?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Here's our story from 5newsonline.com. Drunken Arkansas men shoot each other while wearing a bulletproof vest.
Nope! No, you shot me. No, I shot you. No.
Two Arkansas men reportedly shot each other during a night of drinking while each man tried on a bulletproof vest.
Well, now, hang on. Now, that actually is plausible.
Yeah.
Hey, dude, you had a couple cold beers. Mm-hmm. Hold my beer. Watch this. I got a vest. I got two vests.
No. A vest.
A vest. So he shot one and
then they traded.
And they traded. I like it. I like everything about it so far.
Charles Eugene Ferris, age 50, and Christopher Hicks, age 36, both from Rogers, Arkansas, were both arrested Sunday, March 31st. Oh, this is an older story. In connection with aggravated assault, a Class D felony. A Benton County Sheriff's deputy took the initial report from Ferris at the hospital, where Ferris invented a lively story to cover for Hicks. Now, Benton County, Arkansas. Does that ring any bells?
Benton County.
Yes.
Benton. No, not nothing.
Home of Bentonville.
Bentonville.
Bentonville, Arkansas.
Bentonville, Arkansas. Bentonville. No, got nothing.
Headquarters.
Bentonville. Oh, fuck no.
Mm-hmm.
No, is this the Walmart headquarters?
That is where the headquarters of Walmart is in Benton County.
Me.
Bentonville, to be specific.
No.
Just 15 minutes away.
No. Why can we not have Florida Man stories that do not involve the Walmart?
Because Walmart and Florida go together like peas and carrots, as Forrest Gump would say.
Like Chinese food and pizza.
That actually sounds pretty good. Anyway, Ferris said he was hired to protect an asset who paid him $200 to follow him into the woods at Hobbs State Park.
What's an asset? An asset. What does that mean?
Quote unquote asset. So he's working.
A bodyguard.
He's the bodyguard.
He's
to
the
protect
bodyguard.
The asset. Yes.
What's the asset?
The asset is the person being guarded.
The ass.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Ferris said the pair went out into the woods and met another man around 10 p.m. The man approached Ferris's asset when a gunfight broke out. Ferris said he was struck 6 times, but also managed to return fire before driving off with the asset, according to the affidavit.
I'm confused. So he got shot 6 times.
But returned fire also, and then got his guy back into the car and drove off.
Okay.
Ferris said,
I'm with you so far.
Ferris said the asset dropped him off at his vehicle before he dumped his weapons and drove himself to Mercy Hospital.
Okay.
However, Ferris's wife arrived at the hospital a short time later, telling investigators that her husband and Hicks shot each other while drinking on the back porch of her home on Deer
Run
Lane.
Well, that's a completely different story than what...
Always the wife's got to run her mouth.
That's a completely different... That's not even close.
No,
to
he's making himself to be all James Bond.
Dun 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 dun.
Mm-hmm. But no, he was more
like James Bond.
Yeah,
who was the best James Bond? And do not get this wrong, or I'm gonna throw this fucking drink at you.
Well,
who's the best James Bond?
You got to go with Sean Connery.
Oh no, 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 no. Okay, maybe a little bit. Maybe a little bit.
Okay. Now,
Sean was the most plausible. Roger was the most prolific. However,
yeah, I wasn't a fan of any of the Roger Moores.
Pierce Brosnan was the
Pierce
man.
Brosnan was, yes. He looked.
He looked like it. James he Bond. Acted it. He embodied everything
I
that was Bond. That's my theory. I'll stop talking now. Where were we?
We were talking about these dumbasses who were shooting themselves in the...
How do we get on bond?
Because that's what this guy... That's the whole story that he's trying to tell the cops, that he's this this bodyguard type cool-ass dude, and his wife shows up. No, you dumbass. You were sitting on the porch drinking with your buddy in the... trying on your bulletproof vest and shooting at each other. I looked up this home on Deer Run Lane. I was... as you know, I've been looking for a house on Zillow, so I've been on Zillow a lot. So I looked up Deer Run Lane, not a very long street in Benton County, Arkansas.
Deer Run Lane.
In Benton County, Arkansas.
Benton County, okay. All right. Is that near Hazard?
No. This deer.
That's Arkansas, right?
Yeah.
And Hazard was in Georgia. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm with you.
All right. So not a very long street. There's actually only three houses on the street.
Okay.
All trailers.
Okay.
But it's not in trailer
AKA park. Mobile homes.
Mobile homes. Manufactured
housing. Things must be politically correct.
So only one of said homes had a back porch.
Okay.
So I think I've narrowed down this where this alleged incident occurred.
All right. All right.
But I was on Zillow, so it gave me a estimated price.
Okay.
How much do you think a $1,200 or 1,200 square foot manufactured home in rural Arkansas costs?
$30,000.
$17,000. The plot next to it, which had no home on it, about twice the size of the plot with the mobile home on it.
$30,100. Really?
Yeah.
All right. So I'm seeing so you've got a better value of buying the trailer park home and trashing it and then buying the lot. So bulletproof vests are not cheap.
No,
but they're not terribly expensive. But you look at a couple hundred, $200 or $300.
Yeah,
I trust you. We've been friends for many years. There is no fucking way under God's green earth I would let you shoot me.
No, not
see if it would stop the bullet.
Mm-mm.
I don't. I have now again. I do trust you. We're big good friends, but we've never shot guns together. I have friends that I've shot guns a lot with, and I trust them immensely, as AKA with my life. Even then,
no, you don't trust.
I would not
to test.
Let them shoot me in the chest if I'm wearing a bulletproof vest.
No,
so
I don't
I'm
trust
calling
the vest.
Bullshit. I'm calling bullshit on the wife. Is what I'm doing.
No, because Ferris later recanted his initial story to deputies, saying he made it up to keep Hicks from getting in trouble, according to the affidavit. Ferris said he had been wearing the vest when he asked Hicks to shoot him with a .22 caliber semi-automatic rifle.
Oh, .22. Oh, okay. Well, that's, okay.
The vest stopped the bullet, but still hurt and left a mark on his chest. Ferris, now pissed because he was hurting from the shot, quote, unloaded the clip into Christopher's back, according to the affidavit.
But you asked him to do it.
Well, here's the thing. I think they were only going to do one shot, but he unloaded the clip into him after they traded the vest.
Oh, okay.
Hicks only suffered bruising from the gunshots. Ferris initially told his wife, quote, he was fine, unquote, after the shooting, but complained about the pain, so she told him to go to the hospital, according to the affidavit. Hicks and Ferris are free on $5,000 bonds. A judge issued a no-contact order between the men, probably because they don't want them to get their story straight. Both men have hearings set for May 13th in Benton County Circuit
Court. That's last year, right? Or was that?
That was last year, yeah.
Okay.
In Arkansas, Class D felonies are punishable by up to 6 years in prison and a maximum fine of $10,000.
I don't care if it is a .22. You ain't shooting me in the
No. No, because you don't...
Well, let me take that back. I don't know.
No. If you want to test the bulletproof vest, you set it on something and you shoot it.
Yeah, you're right.
You don't...
There's a lot of people I trust, but not... I mean, what if they... No.
No,
not to shoot me.
No,
to see if it stops it.
You don't point gun at anything you don't want to kill.
Oh, good Lord. How did we get on bond?
Because of his dumbass story, he tried pulling the...
Well, that's our story for this week, folks. If you have a story you'd like us to cover on the Quickie Show, whether it's in your local news or a personal story of some dumbass you know, send us an email to floridamenpodcast@gmail.com.
This podcast was recorded at Southern Audio Production Studios in Fort Myers, Florida, and mixed in a slightly used bulletproof vest.
And as always, we'll finish up tonight with the Battle of the Florida Man.
You got to throw that out once it's been shot at,
You almost
right?
can't use it after. Yeah, Yeah.
Or do they have like replacement?
They have replacement panels that go in them. The vest itself is reusable, but the Kevlar panels inside have to be replaced.
Yeah, because I mean, if
there's different levels of Kevlar that you have to get.
I'm sure they're different.
Or steel, whatever. But yeah. It's, you know, obviously steel's heavier, but yeah, you almost can't use it after that.
You almost don't want to use it the way they used it.
You know, but I kind of want to try it.
Tell you what.
We get
100
patrons,
we'll do a video.
Oh, fuck no. No, we're out. No. Y'all have a great week. Later.
Florida man, Florida man. Might be crazy, might be stupid. He's a Florida man. He's got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. It's a mobile tiny house inside. It's Florida man, Florida man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man, Florida man. He's a dumbass, but we love him, he's a Florida man.
He's making himself to be all James Bond. But no, he was more
like James Bond.
Yeah.
Who was the best James Bond? And do not get this wrong or I'm going to throw this fucking drink at you.
Well,
who's the best James Bond?
You got to go with Sean Connery.
Oh, no. No, 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 no. Okay, maybe a little bit. Maybe a little bit.
Okay. Now,
Sean was the most plausible. Roger was the most prolific. However,
yeah, I wasn't a fan of any of the Roger Moores.
Pierce Brosnan was the
Pierce
man.
Brosnan was, yes. He looked like James Bond.
He acted it. He embodied everything that was Bond.
I like the Daniel Craig movies.
No, but I don't disagree. I like the Daniel Craig. I like it, they took it to a more violent, more mystery type thing.
True. Yeah.
With Daniel Craig, which is a great actor, and a couple sit-ups, and I'd look just like him. I'm a lion. Two or three sit-ups, and I would have.
You'd have to shave too.
Yes, I would look just like him. Absolutely.
Can you do the accent?
No. You need to shut the fuck up. Is what you need to do. Intern, get your ass back in the damn out of the studio. No, I think Brosnan Pierce was. Embodied, Pierce Brosnan embodied the, call it what you want, call it the sexism, the role or whatever. I mean, Bond was a womanizer.
Mm-hmm. He was a playboy.
Playboy gun for hire.
Yep.
And Daniel Craig is not. I mean, they took it more to the murder mystery type.
Right.
Story.
They modernized the
yeah,
character.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Not right, wrong, or indifferent. But as far as somebody who actually... And Sean was not quite there. Roger Moore took it to a level, and Pierce took it to another level.
Yeah,
it was. I think the playboy persona.
Yeah, Pierce
of James Bond was. I think Brosnan was phenomenal in those movies. He only did what four or five.
Yeah, not very many.
It was it, but it was. I don't know. I just the way he took it, and it was. But that is Bond.
Bond
was the literally license to kill, womanizer. I don't give a shit about nobody. I'm going to fuck whatever I can get my hands on and shoot them in the morning if I have to, if they're a spy.
Mm. Notice we didn't even mention Timothy Dalton.
He only did two.
Yeah.
Timothy Dalton was
who they hired when they couldn't get Pierce Brosnan because he was.
Timothy Dalton wasn't,
show.
He wasn't terrible, but he wasn't good. He was more of the.
He was a placeholder.
Timothy Dalton actually, you know, in the two that he did was, in my opinion, he almost seemed, he was too sympathetic to the situation. Whereas Roger Moore and Pierce Brosnan, it was, you know, don't give me the sob story. I'm either going, you know, it's A or B. It's black or white.
Mm-hmm.
Where Timothy was a lot more, his storyline was much more around, I feel sorry for you. I'll do what I can to help you.
Now, was that him as the actor, or was that just the?
It may have been the storyline. It's irrelevant. I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, it could be the script or whatever. But Brosnan was, I mean, the quintessential modern day, and I say modern by early 90s, standard of the philanthropist, playboy, money, license to kill Bond. Show up in Vienna. I'd like my room, please. Yes, Mr. Bond, right this way. You know, and that's the coolness of Bond was no matter where he went and whatever city he was stuck in, whether it's, you know, Vienna, whether, you know, Venice, Egypt, wherever, he knew a guy.
Right.
He knew a guy at a hotel.
And they knew him.
And he walked in and goes, he's trashed. I'm like, I need my room, please. Yes, Mr. Bond, right this way, please.
And yet he's a spy.
Yeah.
But everybody knew him.
Everybody knew him. That's what made him so cool. I mean, that was the persona, that's Bond.
True.
Of walking into of any room in any situation of any hotel in a major city, like, no, I know a place. We got to go to Cairo. I got a guy.
Yep.
And he goes to Cairo and goes to the hotel, and all of a sudden, now he's got, yep, I need my room, please. Yes, Mr. Bond, right this way, we've been saving it for you. No matter what. And if money, money was no option.
Well, that's because you got the whole, was it MI5 or MI6 behind
Six.
Him? MI6 behind him.
But that was, it was, and so when it went away from, and yes, it was cheesy to an extent, but when it went away from that, that cheesiness kind of was the persona of Bond. Was it completely implausible? Absolutely. No offense to the new one. Daniel Day Craig is a great actor, and he's done a great job with storyline the way in modernizing to be much more drama driven, much more action.
Right.
Than where it was in the past. And that's where the public has gone today of more action movies. And I get it. And that's fine. But it doesn't, there's still, Bond was the playboy. Bond was the quintessential, you know, playboy, philanthropist, wealthy.
Wonder. Yeah.
I will blow your brains out in the morning. You know, of the, or any license to kill. And that was what was, that's what made, even as cheesy as it was, that's what made Bond.
That's why everybody loved the whole series.
I don't know how I got on that, but that's my theory. I'll stop talking now. Where were we?
The preceding podcast is copyright 2020, Shadyside Media, LLC, all rights reserved.